Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN Tuesday evening. This is Deborah here with you this evening. Glad that you're able to join us. Praise the Lord. Thank you, those that are dialed in for ministry. Praise God. Set my faith in agreement with you that the Lord will meet with you and minister to you in Jesus' name. And those who are listening online, we welcome you as well. And those who may be listening at a later time, we bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you for joining us and just setting your faith in agreement over PGN, over all those that are being ministered to, and how you would receive from the Lord yourself this evening. And may you be built up for the greater glory of Christ and the body of Christ at large. Well, I hope everyone is having a decent day, a decent week, kicking it off here at the end of October, rolling around into the holidays, which is always nice, a spirit of expectation, Christ's expectancy in our lives to be a blessing. And so be it unto us, according to his word, we receive it in Jesus' name. So let's pray. Let me just pray before we open up this evening. Father, we thank you for this day, Father God. We thank you for our time together. God, may it be a blessing, Lord. May it be for building up of faith and a building up for your household and the household of faith, Father. We thank you, Lord, that all things are held together by you. As Colossians tells us, Father, and you are a good Father. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies and delivering us from every destruction and evil. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you would bring us into your word, a greater depth of your word, as we are continually being rooted and grounded and built up in your word, Father. We thank you, Lord, that it would go forth this evening, Lord, that you would speak, that you would minister, Father, a spirit of revelation and illumination would be known and seen in Jesus' name. And I just dedicate this evening to you and myself, Father, and we ask you to have your way. Let your will and your purposes come forth and the light of heaven shine forth in revelation, Father. We just thank you, God, for being anchored in your word as a firm foundation. Father, that is a path and a light for our feet, and that we can walk on this firm foundation, God, and serve you, Lord, with the gifts you've given in obedience to your word and according to your word as well, God, that you speak over each one and the promises that you've given us, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us. Well, hi this morning. Let me just kick off this way. This week, John and I, my husband, are celebrating 33 years of a marriage. So that's exciting, fun number, and I'm exciting to be doing that this week and mixing some stuff up, some ideas for us, some things, activities for us to do. So I'm looking forward to that, and I just bless my husband, John, in Jesus' name, and I thank you, Lord, publicly for him, Father, and just give you praise for that, God, how he protects me both spiritually, physically, emotionally, God, and provides for me spiritually, physically, emotionally as well, Father. I just thank you for all that he is, for his friendship, God, and for how you unite us in the spirit and keep us on the same page in things, Father. It just never ceases to amaze me when you do that. So I thank you for it. Let us continue to walk together prophetically and according to your word, God, and united by a blood covenant, God, and heirs together in the grace of life, Father. We thank you, Lord, and esteem you for a good thing in Jesus' name. So this morning I was able to pray a little bit. I was actually up quite early this morning. I don't know, I just couldn't sleep. By the time I got out of bed, it was like 4 a.m. So I had some coffee, just started to pray and worship and seek the Lord and stuff. And John and I chatted for a little bit. Anyways, praying about this evening too. And so here's what came up really. And where was this? Oh, okay. Let me start here. It was an email that I got that I was interested in reading. It was from Baker Publishers, I guess. But it was about a man who wrote a book. I guess this is a new book, I suppose, about God. It says, how our eternal home will reveal God's glory in new ways. And the reason I opened it and was interested is because many of you know my mother-in-law is older and she's going to be transitioning sometime soon by the sovereignty of God. So I just thought, oh, this is interesting. I wonder, you know, if I could use any of this information for a conversation or about getting the book. But it was talking about, I just want to read the little excerpt to you and then tell you what had my curiosity and then how the Lord spoke. So it says, the author's name is Andrew Davis, just to give credit where credit's due, okay? This is just how this came up, okay? I was just reading it because of that. But it says, believers know that when we die, we enter heaven and we'll spend eternity there with God and the saints who have gone before us. But then what? What are we going to do from there? According to Scripture, a large part of our experience in heaven will be a continual revealing of God's glory. Okay, this is what had my interest like no other. Just that one sentence right there. It says it's not just his glory in the moment, but during all of time. This is very fascinating to me. The mysteries of providence, the hidden movements of God throughout history, and the forgotten and unnoted works of even the most obscure of God's people will be unveiled so we can see how wise, loving, gracious, and powerful our God is. All of that had me so drawn into it for some reason. I don't know, God was just I don't know if he was just illuminating and speaking, I don't know. And though we will experience perfection in heaven, we will never be omniscient, which means we will always be learning more about God's glory. Again, this had me very fascinated, inspiring us to return joyful praise and thanksgiving. Okay, so we're always going to be learning about God's glory, even in the midst of being in God's glory. And so it went on to be where, like, you could read the first chapter or one of the chapters or whatever. And so as I was reading it, it was fascinating because what he was saying was the glory that's going to be revealed, that we're going to continually learn and be unveiled to us in heaven and continually get to know and understand more and more, but it would be a continual learning and a continually unveiling of God's glory, yet when we're in eternal glory, is that we're going to learn of his glory past, present, and future. So, which is very interesting and very fascinating, and I was completely drawn to this. And so he goes to say, let me open this up. Okay, what is the glory of God? It is the radiant display of his attributes. This is what he says. The word attributes answers the question, what is God like? God's attributes include his self-existence, perfection, holiness, love, all-knowing, all-knowing, all-powerful, ever-present. Okay, justice, mercy, patience, and wrath, among others. The radiant display, and he has that in quote, unquote, of these attributes means that they shine before an audience. They are seen, savored, and celebrated. Sometimes the glory of God is directly connected with bright light. And when the angel appears to the shepherd, and then he goes on to give examples of that, but that's how he goes on to describe what the glory of God is, okay? And so it got me to thinking as well is that if we've experienced, and I'm sure all of you have to whatever degree, whether in an experience time that you've spent alone seeking the Lord, or during a time of fasting and praying, consecrating yourself, maybe it was in a meeting, like a gathering conference, you know, with other people and anointed, very anointed and much prayer happening over the session. Maybe it was here during Blog Talk on a Thursday night when we do communion together and, you know, gathered together in one name and in one accord, and the glory of God begins to speak and to pour forth, and we're honoring him through his body and through his blood. And then, you know, words of knowledge and healings are coming and people are being delivered and, you know, just receiving from the Lord, you know, his goodness and his attributes. And I thought, if we can, as holy priests, right, he's called us, that is our identity, to draw closer and closer to God here on earth and, you know, have that gateway, if you will, where heaven touches earth. That's what happens, okay? It happens here on PGN on Thursday nights. I've known it. I've seen it. I've tasted it, experienced it, even for my family. Actually, I'm thinking even of my brother years ago had a thing with his kidney, and I remember praying this years ago. And a Thursday night, a word came forth, ended up talking to my brother today, which made me think about that. Seen it, known it, and heard testimonies from the family of PGN as well. And if this is the glory of God that we're touching and tasting on earth, but yet we're going to get to heaven, so it's very fascinating to me, and learn more of the unfolding and an unveiling and the revealing, truly of the revealing of God's glory, past, present, and future. That is very fascinating to me, because I'm just wondering, how much can we actually really grasp of his glory on earth if there's this plan for it to be revealed to us in heaven? Okay, are you kind of tracking my thought here? So when I was driving, the gal, I went to get my hair cut today. I was actually reading that when I was going through, you know, my hair was processing. And so I was reading that and I was like, oh, this is so fascinating. Well, the gal who cuts my hair is a Christian. We always have such great conversations when we're together. Okay, it was a blessing. Then I'm driving home and I'm praying, and I start praying, and out of my mouth is coming this present glory. And I thought, when I get home, because what we're going to know is this present glory. That's what we're walking in right now, right? This, we're going to be partakers of his present glory right now. I think things will be revealed in our lives more and more where we've seen and known and tasted and experienced the glory of God in our lives and testimonies through our families and whatnot, in the family bloodline, right? And those testimonies, the glory of God. But I believe that there will be an even greater unveiling of how that was walked in and how that took place, and that understanding of actually how Christ was so involved in that testimony, so involved in that life, so involved in that healing, whatever that might be, okay, that salvation, that turnaround, that breakthrough, that deliverance, how he was so involved in that will be revealed to us even more when heaven. So that'll be a past, that will be a past glory of revealing, even though we're presently partaking in it. We will have more of a fullness of that, okay? And I know you're tracking with me there. So when I went in and I put in present glory, behold, guess what comes up? This is so not bizarre, but kind of is, ironically, God's irony. It brought me back to Romans 8, which was, I had no idea. I talked about a little bit of Romans 8, a couple different verses last week. I was going to say yesterday, last week, but this one here landed on Romans 8:18. Okay, so I'm going to read this because it's a little bit different and the Amplified, but it reads like this. For I consider from the standpoint of faith that the sufferings of this present life are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us and in us. And I thought that that was interesting when I read it, when it said to us, because that's exactly what this gentleman was saying, is that the glory is going to be revealed to us. But this version also says, and in us. And I believe that we're going to see that as well in heaven, is how Christ used us, because that's what we were created, delights in. He delights in us because we were created to give his name glory. And this is why the enemy is so gnarly towards us, okay, and so vicious and so tenacious. Okay. So the glory will be revealed to us and in us. And this was actually, you know, after I was reading this, was part of my, even my prayer this morning, is that this is like, if this is what I'm created for, I'm sure you feel the same way. If this is what I'm created for, God, I want to bring you glory. I want to fulfill the glory and the purpose and the will that you've created me to bring forth, for your name and for your honor. So when I look up the word glory, so I look up the word glory in that particular passage, and the word comes out as, well, let me turn, you might be able to hear this. It's actually D-O-X-A, which is a little bit like doxology. Okay, but hold on, you could probably hear it.
Strong's G-1391, doxa.
Okay, doxa, which is very close to doxology. But glory, which I'll get to that in a second. So glory, here's just some things about glory, is a thing belonging to God, majesty, magnificent, excellence, preeminency, dignity, grace, splendor, brightness, praise, honor, glory, resulting in praise, honor, and glory. The king, majesty, which belongs to him, supreme ruler, absolute perfection of deity, also the majesty of the Messiah, right? That's one. The absolute perfect inward and personal excellence of Christ, the most glorious condition, most excelled state, of the condition with God the Father in heaven to which Christ was raised after he had achieved his work on earth. So Christ was glorified to the Father, right? The glorious condition of blessedness into which is a point promised that true Christians shall enter all their Savior's return from heaven. Okay, so that's pretty much in the Greek for the word for glory. Okay, that in a nutshell. Doxology, so that word in the Greek, the doxa, is very close to doxology. Doxology is, as you probably know, an expression of praise to God in worship. So it's very similar, right? So what are we going to even do in heaven, right? It talks about us giving praise. We're around the throne 24/7, right? The elders, and they're giving praise and they're throwing their crowns. And so the glory of God is being even revealed even then, even now, the glory of God is being revealed. And so from there, it goes over to the other verse, which I'm sure you're probably familiar with this. Is the verse about going from glory to glory, right? And 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as the Spirit of the Lord. Let me put this one in. Let me put this one in the Amplified as well and see what happens. But, you know, in the Old Testament where it was talking about they didn't see well in the mirror because of what they did when they had to sacrifice, they actually had this, because they were being created in the image of God, they had this brazen or brass type of bowl type of thing, and they had to look into it for the reflection, like that's all they had at the time. And it was a dim reflection because of the material that they had. But it was also a way where, like, they were being developed into the glory of God. So then in the New Testament, where it's saying their faces were unveiled, okay, right, but also because of this reference to this priesthood, right, because we are the royal priesthood. So there's that language again that applies to our identity, beholding, which is again like in the book of John when they beheld, right? That is where the priesthood and the turning of Jesus being the Lamb of God was being beheld. Okay, so beholding as in a mirror. So we're literally looking for the glory of God. As we're looking in the mirror, we are being transformed into the same image as the glory of God, okay? We don't carry his deity, but we carry his glory, and that's why we offer those crowns back to him. So let me just do this in the Amplified and see if there's I haven't read this yet in the Amplified. But those are two New Testament, okay? Okay, so it reads as this, and we all with unveiled face continually seeing as in a mirror the glory of the Lord are progressively being transformed into his image from one degree of glory to even more glory comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Yeah, that's a good one there. Okay, so praise God for that. So praise God for that. May we learn more and more and more. And may we learn of this present glory more and more, that he would allow us to grasp that he would unveil that to us. This side of heaven, what we need to see of his glory, to be demonstrators, to be purposed to do that. Again, let me just read again real quick. What is the glory of God? It is the radiant display of his attributes. The word attributes answers the question, what is God like? God's attributes include his self-existence, perfection, holiness, love. He's all-powerful, all-knowing, and ever-present. Justice, mercy, patience, and wrath, among others. The radiant display of these attributes means that they shine before an audience, right? So he is known, and when these things happen, we make him known. Even if you're just praying with one person and they receive a healing, they're rededicating their lives to the Lord, they're receiving salvation, right? You make him known. That's a radiant display of making him known. And his attribute to them. So they shine before audience, right? They are seen, savored, and celebrated. Sometimes the glory of God is when an angel appeared to the shepherd to announce the birth of the Savior of the world, and his radiant light terrified them greatly. Sometimes the glory of God is revealed without any unusual visible light, as when Jesus died on the cross in the eerie darkness. Whenever the glory of God shines, some attribute of God are being put on display before an audience. So praise God. So we need to remember that, okay, and embrace the glory of God, whatever that means for the greater glory of God. Less of us, right? So people aren't looking to us. We're directing people to the glory of God, that he would be displayed, that he would be magnified and exalted above all else. In Jesus' name, I know that you desire that and want that, and your faith is in agreement with that. So for the fun of it, when I looked at this, because that was Romans 8:18 and 2 Corinthians 3:18, I said, oh, they're both the number 18, referring to the glory of God. Just for the fun of it, let me look up. For the interest, really. Let me look up what the number 18 represents. So it's interesting, again, how this just overlaps and intertwines with the truth of the glory of God, and even what I just read of his attributes and who he is and what he does, right? And who we are to him. We are a blessing to him. He takes delight in us. because we carry even his glory. He's given that to us of the Father to give the Son glory, to give his Son glory, to give his name glory, and to carry his Spirit. That is amazing. Those are amazing things that we have. Okay, and so the number 18 is impartations. Impartations is exactly what he's done, and these impartations of the Father's love. We receive the Son as our Savior and our Lord, right? And then we're filled with the Holy Spirit and all power, right? Remember we talked about the Holy, we mentioned something about in the Word about the Holy Spirit, yes, his character, and then the Spirit of truth. That brings forth his works and his power, right? So you carry that. That's an impartation of what you carry. And then it says established blessings. That's incredible. So established blessings, that means they're already established. They've been established. May we walk in them and have favor in them, right? Those who diligently seek the Lord will find him and they will be rewarded. So however he wants to establish his blessings. We want to walk in the established blessings for us and our family and our household, right? It should always be for our family and continued generations, blessing over that, okay? It also has to do with to overcome bondage, oppression, fatigue, and crushing affliction. And so the glory of God, we know the glory of God is going to stomp these things out, right? Thanks be it unto Christ who causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus, but also the God of peace, I think it's in Roman, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. This certainly is an attribute and the character of who God is and his Holy Spirit, right? Even being of salvation, when the glory of God, when someone receives salvation or that anointing to break yokes, right, comes from to break off bound, overcome bondage, overcome oppression, crushing afflictions. When that comes and we learn of it in God's ways, then we are delivered. And that is a blessing, and that is a glory. That is a glory to God. Actually, I'm just remembering my husband was telling me tonight that a friend of his, he just struggled for a long time with depression and some other things. You know, we both of us have encouraged him very much, you know, and he actually, and I say that both of us because the Lord actually allowed me to minister to him in word and prayer a couple times just to speak truth to him and encouragement to him. And one time, you know, we've invited him to church. We used to go to the same church years ago, but then he would not show up for church for a while, but we would invite him to come back. And one time in worship, he said to me, you know, I hope to worship God like you do someday. I wish I could do that. He couldn't find that place. I knew there was some sort of oppression over his mind and holding him back. And so I say that because he would say, I don't allow, he told me he had issues with women. And he said, there's not many women that I would listen to or receive from, because I know your husband and I know who you are, you know. But anyway, my husband told me tonight that he met somebody, a mutual friend of ours, who actually kind of changed his life and led him to a ministry that actually does like counsel as well as prayer and praying over your, you know, setting people free and stuff. And so he said he's really doing fantastic, you know. So that is the glory of God in his life, and he will pass that on, and that testimony will be for the glory of God. So thank the Lord for that. So let's just pray, and then we'll open up the phone line. So Father, we thank you, Lord, for bringing forth your word in such unusual but gracious and kind ways, God, and even in parables, Lord, how you unveil our face, let our faces even carry your light and your glory, God. Let people see the love, God, a love and a difference, even in our eyes, the light in our eyes, God, in Jesus' name, that we are being filled more and more, God, that we would allow our lamps to be full, Father God, and we would trim the wicks, Father God, so that we can be useful vessels, Lord, to be filled with you, your spirit without measure. You would fill us with your spirit that is without measure, Father God, in Jesus' name, and help us, God, as we minister, Lord, and as we use our gifts unto you, Father God, and even as we're just faithful and obedient unto you, God, that it would bring your name glory and your name honor, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that, Lord, and teach us, God, this unveiling and revealing, Lord. It certainly is a delightful thought to think when we get to heaven, God, amongst all the other blessings and things that we read about, that we're going to, it'll be a continually learning about the unveiling of Christ, Lord. I mean, that, who doesn't want to be schooled in that for all of eternity, God? But we ask, Lord, and I think, you know, I might say this in a general term, but that we've all experienced to a certain degree your glory on earth as it is in heaven. God, but I ask that you open, I just have a curious nature of your ways, God, and of your will and of your purpose, that you would open our understanding, that you would expand that, Lord. We give you, God, our minds to come and reason with us, that we might see that and understand that more and more, God. We pray that our children would experience it, our children's children, God, and our children's children's children, Father God. We just pray for the generational line, that the established blessings, that the impartation, God, and any bondages of, need to be broken, God, fatigue, spiritual fatigue, physical fatigue, mental fatigue, emotional fatigue, in the name of Jesus, be broken. Any crushing afflictions, Father God, we pray that you would crush our enemy and annihilate him according to your word, Father God, and we thank you for your peace that you've established, God. That is a blessing that you've given us. You established peace, God. Let it come forth, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. We pray for our bloodline, Father God, and any tormenting spirits in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just cast those off, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit of love and power and a sound mind, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, and we ask for the preservation, God, and the protection, God, over what you've given us, Lord, with your love, power, and a sound mind to minister and to serve you, Father God, for your glory. And in this time and in this hour, God, in this present glory, God, God, in Romans, Corinthians, Father, we thank you for the impartation to display and to give your name great honor and praise and glory, Father God. And may when the opportunity comes, Father, and our hearts are beating and pounding, Lord, may we step into it, God, because, Lord, we want your name to be great and we want your name to be known on earth, Father. So I thank you, God, for even, Lord, I still feel like very limited in the glory of God, Lord, this side of heaven, knowing that it's your purpose to reveal it in its fullness in heaven, God. Help me in my understanding in that, God, my natural curiosity, again, to know your will and your ways in and through this, Father. And we just thank you, Lord, for just growing us and teaching us to know you more, God, to get closer and closer and closer to you, God. This is our priestly identity and our calling, Father God, and we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name, God, let us have an expression of praise to come forth, Lord, and even if there's anyone listening that is of praise and worship and do, God, I just pray that you would put a new song on their heart, God, that would be an expression of praise to God. We thank you, Lord, that all praise is unto you, Father, and I thank you, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for writing these new melodies and these new songs and these new praises, on the hearts and the lips of your people, Father God, that you give talent, that you give honor to, God, and that we would make melody in our hearts in harmony with heaven, God, with the grace that we walk in, God, to honor your name, God. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, and that it would command, as we do that, it would even command our day, command our way, Father God, in Jesus' name, in spirit and in truth, Father God, that as we walk in spirit and in truth, that commands our way, God, in Jesus' name, and establishes it and commands it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, let's open up the phone line. 205-531. Good evening. I'll just move on. You can call back. I'll get you when you come back. Okay.
Oh, no. I won't talk to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
That feels good. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's okay. That's fine. I thought you were talking to me. I thought, oh, it sounded like you needed to go real quick, and that's why I was doing that. So good. Okay, I'm glad I didn't cut you off there. Good. Well, let me pray for you. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Julia May, Father God, and I just lift her up to you, Father. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. There's like a clamoring and a clanking type of thing. And I don't know if it's like a this noise that's being made to ward off the enemy. Like, you know, when people go like camping in the woods at night, and then sometimes they make that noise so that the animals or the it's really the coyotes. Maybe they don't want the coyotes near them because they're wild. Do you know what I mean? They're kind of like wolves. Coyotes and wolves are somewhat similar. Well, I mean, kind of, sort of. But anyway, but I just hear that, see it taking place, and that so that the enemy is hearing. The enemy is hearing this and not being able, you know, like the attack, it's keeping you from the attack and warding off the enemy. So I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. There also is a type of praise that's associated with that, because there's a rhythm to it as well, and then a praise that comes forth. And so I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that, God, and establishing that and surrounding her with your praise, Lord, and with your protection. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And even in doing it, like when the Lord says to do that, it might be like we don't see anything around us, but just the simple act or even the unction or the desire to bring it forth, because sometimes the Lord can work just like, it can seem very natural to step into it, like, oh, hey, I'm just going to do this, you know, praise right now or sing right now or whatever, but it's actually, it's very purposeful and intentional spiritually, but we just think it's the outflow of our heart or a desire of our heart or yeah, but it's actually in that moment, it's very significant spiritually that it's happening. We don't see all that part. And that may be part of, so that's what I'm seeing is like, you're just doing it out of like the rhythm of heaven, but not seeing anything around you. There's no fear. I'm not seeing any fear, and it's not anxiety that's causing you like, hey, we better do this because we know this, you know? But it's just like you're being called to do that. And when you do it, when you take place and participate with that, it's actually, there is something happening spiritually. It's just, it's not being necessarily seen in the moment, but it does have, definitely has something to do with like preserving the way in which you're going to be in the past and your protection, you know, the preservation and protection. Spiritually. And I do think it's also generationally. It's not just for you. It is a generational thing. And it might even be something, I don't even know, we've never talked about this in your family. I know you've called in and prayed a lot over your family, but I don't know if, like, your family line before you even, like, used to do this as well, and that you're benefiting from it too. Like, it's like a thing, like a, almost like a you know, I kind of want to say an established blessing, but but more so in the way, like a gift to know how to do that. So I don't know, did your, and that's pretty much what I'm getting for you, Julie Mae. So now I never asked you before. No, I never remember hearing you say anything about your, like your mother or your grandparents or somewhere down the line before you, where they established as Christians and what their gifts were or anything like that?
Well, my grandmother on my mother's side, she died when she was young. And on my father's side, I never met his mom. And so, but my grandfather was in church and like that. And I used to go to church with my cousin. I had a real spiritual auntie.
Church
with her, you know, following the church. I was one of them. She's a very spiritual woman.
Okay. So that might be where it's coming from. Because I realized the other day, like, yeah, so that's good. I'll just say that later just so I can open up the phone lines for the other people. But I realize sometimes we do have, well, I guess I'll say this. I realize we do have spiritual blessings or things that we've inherited from our family that they've participated in. And maybe this, I didn't see it like this before, but they participated in the glory of God. They received a portion of the glory of God. Now this becomes part of our inheritance, that this is the purpose and the will of God, right? And if it's all also partakers of his glory and administers of his glory so that he receives glory, okay? Like, so we just get a front row seat, but we also have to participate in being humble and doing it even in secret. So, right? So if it's just an intercessor and you're warding off things in the, from the enemy, like through your family bloodline now, you know, and maybe they're just health things, the preservation of health, the preservation of the spiritual walk, you know. But if our family receives those things and participate in the glory of God, we can then utilize that for our future and be partakers in that glory for ourselves in declaring and praying that, even interceding that, bringing it to our family bloodline. So what I was going to say with this is that I realized that my mom, and I know I've talked about this before, in the 70s was saved in the 70s when the charismatic movement came through the Catholic Church. And so the Lord was showing me that blessing that took place and that I inherited this blessing of revival, okay? And that, and to kind of go after that a little bit and prayer and stuff, okay, and this, to be established in that. And then I realized, which I forgot all about, well, John's mom was actually healed. She received a healing in her arm due to a bad car accident on vacation, and they reset it. She was actually in Hawaii. They were in a car accident. They reset it before she got on the plane. Well, they set it wrong where they actually, it was in a cast, and they actually set it, the nerve. They pinched the nerve. She said she was in excruciating pain. She had to fly all the way home from Hawaii back to the States and then go to the doctor. They took that cast off, and they said, we don't know if you're ever going to be able to use your arm again because of what they did. Isn't that awful? So she said she was praying. I just want to say this because I feel like I need to just tell this story here, release this for something tonight. I don't know. It has something to do with the glory of God. Like, and I don't know, maybe God will reveal more of his glory tonight. I have no idea what was spoken about last night. I didn't. I actually fell asleep. So she prayed. She was up in the middle of the night, and she's such a servant. Like, she's such a servant, and their love language is deeds of service. That's how they show love, is by how you work for each other, and that's how they show love. So she was up in the middle of the night praying in her living room, and she prayed to God with her Bible open and said, Lord, if you restore my arm, if you could heal and restore my arm, I will use it to serve you all the days of my life. May it be restored so that I can serve you. And she went to a prayer meeting at church. She had her coat over her, so the person next to her had no idea. Different people showed up because, again, I think I'm pretty sure this was during the charismatic movement. So people were visiting other churches, or they just were getting hungry, and where something was, they were showing up, you know. And so it was a prayer meeting. They were standing in a circle, standing up, praying, and she just had her jacket over her. So this gentleman next to her, who she didn't know, pretty much said to her, prayed to her, he must have had a word of knowledge, but he just said to her, he said, ma'am, I feel like God's going to heal your arm. He's going to restore and heal your arm so that you can use it again. Well, he had no idea that there was anything wrong with her. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, she didn't say it wasn't known or anything. And then shortly after that, God did heal her arm. I'll have to ask her again the details or how soon after that was, but he did indeed heal her arm, you know. So, again, that's something, this is for everyone too, Julie, you may, but for you as well, tapping into the things that you've seen your aunt do that you knew, like, and maybe the Lord's going to even bring to your remembrance more and more, like when you hear something or read something, I'm like, oh, yeah, my aunt did that. Like, really pay attention to, so that you can tap into the glory of God and how she utilized the established blessing and impartation of her life, wherever that exchange was of the glory of God in your family bloodline, you know. But I do feel there's something there on you as well for that preservation and just that that warding off the enemy. That that sound that wards off the enemy to flee, even when you don't see him coming, even when you don't have fear. It's just the knowledge to know whether it's in the atmosphere, knowledge of the atmosphere spiritually. But anyway, so be it unto you, Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, so is there anything specific, Julia May, that we can pray with you for?
No, I want to tell you, I thank you for your prayer when I came to ask out of cousin wife when they had the COVID.
Yeah.
Well, thank God.
Yeah.
She's in rehab and she's walking around, she's talking, and she has a walker, so she didn't know how to walk again because it's been over a month, so she had to, you know. And I thank God for that. So like I tell you, that was one day he really gave up on her too because she was so bad. But I've learned that she talked. I could tell my auntie, said, yeah, I talked to her. I said, what? I said, oh, you know. So so they didn't pick up the feeding tube and the trach, and they got with a walk and a belt. Giving the strength. I thank God for that because a lot of folks don't really realize, a lot of folks, when they've been in a coma, intubated, they survive, so you don't know somebody in the family, you can tell somebody, so just, reading, they just shit all this negative stuff about everybody just dying from the COVID. So I wanted to tell you about that, and still praying for my niece, nephew, while she's not doing good, and her heart rate went down to 40, so it's necessary, and so still praying for her, because they're going to put her in a 24 in a home, because, you need 24 hours care.
Yeah.
She's waking up in 2 months and 3 weeks, and they still can't figure out, why she still hasn't woken up.
Wow. Yeah, that's so peculiar. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the praise report, Lord. We thank you for Julia May's heart to stand in the gap for her family, Father God, and to stand in faith for them, Lord. We thank you for her preservation, God. We thank you for the sound that comes forth from her, God, that brings forth this preservation, God, that protects them, God, that wards off things from the enemy, God, even from a distance, Lord, in the land, Father, on behalf of her family, Father. We pray for her niece, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we know that you are sovereign, that you are gracious, and I don't know if it was last week I prayed or the week before. I remember praying. Mm-hmm. I think I did Psalm 103. God, that you deliver us from destruction, and you crown our lives, Lord, with your loving kindness and your tender mercies. That's why I do pray Psalm 103 upon her, Lord. And we thank you for healing us, healing her from all of her afflictions, Father. But we place our hands in your word. And we bring her to you in faith and obedience to your word, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that you can carry her, you can heal her, God, and you can deliver her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah.
And God bless your anniversary and your marriage and continue looking to God.
Thank you. God, thank you for blessing me that way. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, appreciate you. Bye. Okay, caller 334-663. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
How you doing? This is Christian.
Christian, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Okay, let me pray for you. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Christian, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, authority of God, and for the establishment of his walk, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, and that he has prepared your feet to... I know the word says, you know, that we walk in peace, but I'm also seeing like he's prepared your feet to, they're similar to like army boots, but they're also waterproof, you know, to maybe walk in miry places and helping pulling people. I don't know if it's you're rescuing and pulling people out of the miry clay, but he's prepared your feet to walk in places, and he's got them covered for you in these places that you walk, and that I see that you have the authority of God upon you. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, yeah, so your feet are prepared. I don't necessarily see you walking yet. It's just you're before the Lord. Yeah, and I don't know if that's the guidance or direction, but I do see your feet as being prepared and the authority of the Lord, like upon your mind and your head carrying it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yeah, the Lord will shine forth his light. Yeah, there's going to be like, so it seems like, let's see if I can find this. There's a verse that talks about, okay, I'm seeing the light also like, kind of like touch part of your forehead or your face kind of a thing, but this illumination of light will actually call you forth in the direction that you're going to go in. So there's almost like, it's almost like a word of knowledge, like that I see happening place. And I don't know if it's his presence, his glory, but this, or this understanding of authority that you walk in with him, but I just seen like the shining light hit your forehead and your face, and then you took in everything that the Lord was saying again. So I would interpret that as a word of knowledge. And I thank you for that, Lord. I also see, okay, the verse that I was thinking was the one that talks about him coming forth as bright as the full noonday. And I think I tried to look that up before and didn't don't know if it's in Proverbs. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that verse. But, sorry, I'm not going to have more time to find that. The so that's what I'm getting. So praise God. Yeah, I think it's the light or the something comes forth as bright as the noonday. The light of the Lord keeps shining forth as bright as the noonday, something of that sort. So, how are you doing?
I'm good. I've called here before. It's been a while. It's probably been about 2 years, I guess.
To have you here.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I appreciate you, you know, giving me some insight. I'll have to, you know, pray about what that you know fully means for God to expound that upon that for me.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, obviously it's not bad. It sounds like something very good, you know?
Yes, yes. Is that, does the Lord usually speak to you, like, in words of knowledge?
No, I mean, like, see, the thing is, he hasn't, but, you know, I guess I can ask him. I mean, I have the Holy Spirit, and, you know, I can ask God to make that clear to me. Because I don't know, like, right now I don't particularly know what that, you know, means to me personally, you know, but he can, you know, he can make that, he can interpret that for me.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes, I mean, I don't know, do you work more in the marketplace than like, is that kind of like your role and function?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, I work in, you know, in a store, yeah. So,
okay, because I know my daughter, well, both my daughters, but they work, this happens with my husband too, like, and sometimes maybe it gets more interpreted as a words of wisdom, like with my husband, but I know with my daughter, the Lord will speak to her and give her words of knowledge, but it's actually for the workplace. And there are things that are like a prophetic insight where she can see how things need to be managed within the role that she has. So she has like this glimmer of or this piece of knowledge that's actually solution based, but it was inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
And that was a word of knowledge, and that's actually helped her in the workplace to gain grace and favor. And then, you know, she used that, you know, with her teammates and her supervisor, managers, and then, you know, applying for other jobs. But the Lord would just, you know, and I would encourage her, just pray and ask the Lord, you know, what his solutions are, and then when he speaks that, you know, so he definitely, I've seen it over and over and over again, especially in the marketplace, the Lord speak words of knowledge to people to help them. And I know sometimes like in a charismatic realm, we think of words of knowledge just as ministry, like just as healings and just as certain, you know, roles and functions. But I've seen it, I've seen it so many times happen in the marketplace, like with my husband and with his clients, his contacts, how he maneuvers throughout his day. And again, with my oldest daughter, like repeatedly words of knowledge. And then my other daughter started to see it happen with her too. So.
Okay. Sounds good. At least they're sensitive to hear. I mean, because some people are more sensitive to hear God's voice than other people, you know? And, we all have to be, you know, still, because God only speaks in a still voice. He's not very, loud and aggressive. He's very quaint and quiet when he speaks to you, but it's audible enough where you can understand it. So I gotta ask God what that means.
Yeah, it's gentle and easy. That's what his yoke is. That's what he says. Exactly right. Is there anything we can specifically pray for you with before we make the next call?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, I just want to pray for, you know, just, you know, my finances. I've just been in a rut lately. Just, I've actually, you know, had a prayer of agreement with a couple of people. And I just, you know, even when I'm at work, you know, my hours are getting slashed a little bit just because my company is new. And so we've just been, you know, they only get a certain amount of hours. They can divvy up with certain employees and workers and managers and, you know, this, that, and the third.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been hiring new people. So my hours have been taking a hit. And I'm just been in a weird place because I don't necessarily enjoy what I'm doing, but I know I got to work. And I'm just like, Lord, you know, I don't particularly like my hours going down, but I'm not in love with where I'm at now. And there's things I just want to do. Like I want to be more financially free, and I want to start traveling and doing things. And I'm just like, Lord, you know, I just need I don't know, you know, what else I can do. You know, I know the Bible says after you've done all you can is stand. But I'm just like, Lord, you know, it's some days it's harder than others, but I try to get this and speak His word over myself and cover and cloak myself with what He has to say about me. But some days, just like, I don't want to say the wrong thing because I really believe that our words are powerful, because, I mean, they are. You know, we are made up in God's image, and He created the world with His words, and we have that same power. And I'm like, Lord, I know how powerful words can be. You know, so I don't, in moments of frustration, I don't want to say the wrong thing, you know?
Right, yes. I do know, because I've definitely made that mistake before. So, Father, we thank You, Lord. We just come into agreement with Christian, Father, over his workplace, Father God, that Your word says that You bless, Lord, I think it's Deuteronomy 8, maybe, or 6, that You bless the work of our hands, God, and that in our hands You give us the power to get wealth, Father. So we ask for Your blessing to come on his hands, Father God, as he works, Lord, and as he comes before You, Father. Lord, and not only, Lord, does he need provision, Father God, and finances and favor and grace, Lord, with his hours, Father God, but You hear his hurt, Lord, that he has desires, Lord, beyond where he is now, Father. So we speak the life of Christ with Your life and vitality, Lord, that You would utilize in his full capacity of every skill and ability that he has, Lord. And as a good father and as an Abba father, You would draw out the gifts that he has, Lord, for Your glory, Lord, and wherever that would be, God, even if he's still standing in the marketplace, Father God, Lord, that You would bless that and You would draw those gifts out, Father God. And we ask for Your plans and Your wills and Your purposes to come forth in his life, Father. And we thank You for that, Lord. But Lord, we just do ask that You grant him favor in the workplace, Lord, and Your grace upon his hours, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I appreciate that.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us. God bless.
Too.
Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry. I got to wait for my computer to completely do its cycle. 717-217. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Anita, calling from PA, Pennsylvania. How are you this evening?
Good. Did you say Anita?
Yes, I did.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pardon me?
No, I did. This is Anita.
Okay, yes, very good. Thank you so much for joining us, Anita. God bless you. Father, I thank you for Anita, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. I just bring her to your altar, God, with all expectancy, Father, that you would pour out your blessing upon her, Lord. We thank you, Lord, just for waterfalls, Lord, very directive and contained. God, blessings being poured out, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, very intentional and contained and being poured out, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for vessels, God, that you even call us to be vessels of kindness, Lord, Because your word says that it's kindness, it's your kindness that leads us to repentance, God. And when we're vessels of kindness, Lord, is leading others to you, Lord. And I'm thinking of Rebecca, who had those vessels, Lord, that she filled up the extra water for the camels, Lord, when Isaac's servant was looking for a wife, God, and seeking the land, that she was kind, that her kindness to help fill these extra vessels, God, for these animals, Lord, is what got his attention, Father. So I thank her. Thank you for making her a vessel of kindness, Lord. And as you pour forth into her, God, your kindness and these blessings and these contained blessings, Father God, that she would likewise pour out to others, God, and to, I just thank you. Thank you for that, Lord, and in ways and in manners, Lord, that she might not choose in her natural, God, but you choose spiritually who she's to give to, Father.
Yeah.
And I thank you, Lord, that your word also says that to be, to even give to those who are thankless and, you know, aren't showing gratitude, God, that we continue to bless them, bless those that, you know, that are thankless and are not showing gratitude, God, that you continue that we continue to bless them and be vessels of kindness and vessels of your honor, God, and vessels of your praise, Lord, even though they're not good sounding boards, if you will, but it's because he's already given to you that you have the ability to give to others. And even if it's not the, where the others are actually being a good sounding board, if you will, even vocalizing, well, thank you, I appreciate that. Like, you're not getting that, you know, if you're not getting that, you already have what the Father's given you, and you already have his approval and his goodness and his kindness that you're actually able to give to others. And so, so sometimes it feels like we need to go back to the Lord and get refilled or refreshed. And that's understandable, right? Because we're coming to the Lord, but we actually need to be, you know, in some ways renewed in our mind with the thought and the understanding that he's purposed it all along. Anyways, he's been with us all along. He's given you the ability and the kindness and all of those other things that he's, you know, specifically poured out and that you contain to give to other people. Even though it might feel like, oh, I need this refreshing, but he's saying, no, I've sustained you all along. I've given you these things all along that have given you the ability and the capability to give to others. Do not feel like you are, you know, just, again, it's just a perspective shift, like maybe a renewing of the mind. And that he's walked with you all along. Yeah, like it was him supplying you and sustaining you and preserving you, even in the midst of the places where you're pouring yourself out, where you're not getting, but you're actually watering. You're watering grounds. You're watering hearts. And the Lord will bring the increase. The Lord will bring the increase in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. God is good. He's good. God. Hello.
Yes, God is good. Yes.
Amen.
Is there anything, Anita, is there anything specific you would like prayer for tonight that we can come in agreement with you?
Yeah, just pray for my husband's job, that there will be fruitfulness in the work that he does. She's
okay.
a farmer.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Lord, we thank you for Anita's husband, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask that you would bless the work of his hands, Lord, that you would give him the power to get wealth and prosper him as he works, Lord. Let it be fruitful, God, literally in every way, God, through the exchange of the plowing the ground to reaping the rewards, Father God. In Jesus' name, we pray for every aspect of his workplace. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for his protection, his safety as he works, Lord, his physical being, God, that you would give him strength, health, life, vigor, vitality. In Jesus' name, Lord, and that you would just undergird him with your strength, Father, and cover him, Lord, with your peace, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that he would produce the production, God, the production, Lord, and the favor for that would be upon his life, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless. Okay,
God
take
bless
care.
You.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, thank you, everyone. 910-709, good evening.
Hi, this is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you?
Hi. All right, much better.
Feeling better and doing better?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Good. Cool. Yeah, glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. I think I did pray for you one time this week, too. I did. Okay, so Father, I just thank you, Lord. For those that are listening, since the last week you called. So Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Sylvia, Father, and we just bring her to your kingdom, Father. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. I just see the fullness happening in your life. And and it does have to do with the church, too. And there's something in, who was it that prayed and said in Sodom and Gomorrah, okay, where he said if the city and saving the city and the people, if there be so many righteous people, you know, will you save it this way, right? So he was kind of negotiating with God, and God was listening to him. So we can move the heart of God when we're in tune with him and obedient to him and know his word, right? But God also has a plan and a limit. Like, God has limits and boundaries and sets things in order, right? And establishes things. So naturally, he's going to have boundaries, God is, you know, so he has limits and boundaries. And so, but we can move his heart and ask him certain things, you know, and compassion when we're moved to, you know, he can identify with that. And so then it came down to like 10 people, I think, wasn't it?
Yes.
Anyways. Okay. Yeah. That is actually a minion. I know there's a little cartoon movie with, I think, minions. I don't know if this is where it came from or not, but I don't know if they took it from this particular meeting. But it has to do with a minion, meaning God in the Hebrew, it was, if there were at least 10 people, that's what they needed to actually rebuild the church. They only needed 10, you know how, so literally that's all it would take would be 10 people to rebuild. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why he had the disciples that he had, right? There was just a minimal. There was a handful, and so I see you being very established in the church as part of that minion. Do you know what I mean? Like you and the fullness of something with the church. Because I'm actually even seeing the number 10, but it's like the number 10 is like, I don't know, this is funny, but like a fat number 10. So there's like it's full. This number 10 is full. The fullness of this is, and so I'm not exactly sure what that means, but, you know, I don't know if that means it's ready for this establishment to take place, again, or, you know, what the participation is that you have in that. It's full and it's ready, you know, and it's going to, you know, burst open. But I do see, so that's what I'm saying. So I'll just stop there. So praise God.
Yes, actually, I'm in an intercessory team. And every Thursday at 2 o'clock, we get on the bus and we play for the city. And we actually go to other churches and pray for other churches. And there's six of them.
Oh.
Yes, and he says that we were getting ready to go to another level. And he, God calls us, we were called the SEAL team, like in the military where they send in special forces. And so, yeah, the Lord put the team together in our church. And we actually go in drug areas and we go into the drug areas. And sometimes we minister to the people in the drug areas and to the kids. Mm-hmm. And so it's almost like God is doing something in the city because of this team.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, so when you say that, like your church goes out and prays even for other churches, I'm wondering if that's why I'm seeing this number 10, which is the establishment of the church, or it can be for the establishment of the church, while it's fat, because there's 10 within a 10, like your church is helping other churches. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's powerful. That's good stuff. It's really good to get the, because we can be obedient and we can, I mean, the Lord's always encouraging, you know, and lifting us up and helping us along the way. But truly, when we get his perspective, it really can really ground us and establish us and help us to dig in even more. To go, you know, to get rooted and grounded even more in the ways of the Lord when he changes our perspective like that.
Yeah.
And also when he does that too, when he changes our perspective, it also pushes out fear. It also moves because we take on God's perspective. So then we have his love because you're doing it in love. You wouldn't go if you didn't love.
Mm-hmm.
You have his power, which is inside of you. And then the sound mind. So when we take on the perspective of Christ, we're getting the sound mind that pushes out fear.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. May that be for all of us, really, because... So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, that we would gain your insight, your perspective, Father God, in the things and the ways in which we are speaking, Lord, in ministering, God, even to family members, Lord, even to our neighbors, Lord, even as husbands and wives, Lord, and parents, fathers, to sons and daughters, mothers, to sons and daughters, God, aunts and uncles, Lord, nieces, Father God, brothers and sisters, Lord, that you would give us that perspective, Father God, Lord, that we could be so anchored and so tethered, God, and you, God, it drives out every fear, Father, and that we courageously and boldly, Lord, move forth in faith, God, and truly, truly, God, it is for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. Is there anything, I'm glad that you said that. Is there anything you would like prayer for?
God has led me to work on a project. It's a church I go to, a little small revival center that I go to, and it needs some fixing. And God has led me to, like, sort of like spearhead the fixing. So I've been praying. I've gotten some donations from some people to be able to fix it. So I'm just praying that God, praying for more direction concerning, you know, what he wants me to, you know, actually do in there. And the people that he wants me to, I guess, to, you know, pour into this project. So that's what I've been praying on. So, but he's lead painting and provide some materials. But I'm praying for pretty much more laborers.
Okay. It's just like an outside project or inside?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Oh, yeah. Can
oh,
you
now
hear me?
I can't. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what happened there. Is this an outside project or inside?
It's an outside project from my church. It's a church I go, a revival center that I go to
okay.
on Sunday nights. Yeah, so they a little fixing up, which is hasn't been fixed up in years. So
okay.
I you know, felt like God was leading me to sort of help clean it up. So that's what I've been, that's my project he's given me. So it's not
okay.
many people. Some most of the people are older people, so they really can't, much older, so they
yeah.
really can't do too much. Right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I understand. I understand. Okay, so, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Sylvia, Father, for her heart in this project, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray, Lord, that as she says, she needs more laborers, Lord, more hands, Lord, hands-on people, Lord, that will worship you, Father, as they serve you, God, through this project, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, let it be, God, a flow of the Holy Spirit that you bring people, Father God, even whether they work there, I mean, whether they go to church there or not go to church there, Father, but that you would help her to even ask people, God, in a way that's very freeing, Lord, and that people would freely accept God, and freely help, Lord, or even ask her, you know, I might not be able to paint or I might not be able to do this, but is there something else I could help you with, you know, or make phone calls or you know, invite other people, whatever it might be, Father God. I just ask that you would give her creative solutions, God, because you are the God of solutions, and she has a need, Father. So we place this before you, God, and we thank you, Lord, that, again, of course, it's not manipulation or anything, Lord, but that you would just put this unction and willingness on people's heart, Lord, to move forward. And, again, we ask for creative solutions, and ideas, God, and ways, Lord, how to complete this project, Father. And without it being even really a burden, Lord, because your word says, come
yeah.
to you who are heavy laden, God, and take your yoke upon you, Father. So we thank you. We thank you for that, Lord, and we just thank you in advance, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But thank
okay,
you for praying. God bless you, too.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much. God bless. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, 870-415. Am I speaking to you? Where are you calling
yes,
from?
No, this is Vonda.
I'm sorry, you were just... Hi, you were just breaking up just a little bit. Who is this?
Shavonda from Arkansas.
Oh, okay, Shavonda. Thank you. Good to have you. Good to hear your voice. Thank you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Shavonda, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your creative works and by his grace. It's by his grace, right? So he creates, like he's created the four corners of the earth, the four corners of the world, right? He's very creative, and he's very, it's one thing that I really totally dig about the Lord is his passion for creation. And even in Genesis, we read how he's passionate, how he creates Adam, how he creates Eve, and even the whole world, right? How it, when he creates the days, he creates the days, and then, you know, the days correlate with what he created. you know, the sky and the sea and the land, and then the other days correlate, then they begin to correlate with what he filled them with. So with the skies, it was the, you know, the birds of the air, right? The land was the animals. The sea was the fish. So everything that God's created, he actually fills. And that includes us. He created us, and then he fills us with the things of the Holy Spirit, right, of his attributes, of his goodness, of the most prized possession that he has, his glory. And he offers that to us. He offers us his son and his blood. I mean, we are esteemed to this royalty that he has and his inheritance, right, and his calling and carrying his name, and he's sealed us. It's unbelievable what we have spiritually. And so I see these creative works of God, but it's by his grace for you. But I guess it was this understanding of whatever it is he creates, he actually fills. And so he's filled you. He's created these things, and he will fill it as well. So if he's creating, when it says this, his grace is on it and the things that he's created for you. In Jesus' name, so we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for these places and spaces that she's to walk in, Father. And, you know, when the Lord does that, like these, just realizing this, is that when the Lord creates these places and spaces for us to walk in, it's because he's actually filled you. He's already filled you and equipped you to be there and to fill that role. So for instance, and this could be anything. I'm not saying this is specifically what he's called you to. I'm just using this as an example. But if someone says, hey, if you want to come help with, you know, women's ministry or whatever, you know, like we have a place for you in leadership. Where do you have time for this? Okay, that's a created place and space for you. And the invitation to join at that particular level or that particular, and you think, oh, am I called to do that or not called? It might be, you might want to check with the Lord and that he's actually filled you, what he's already given you and filled you with needs to, that space was created because of what he filled you with for you to walk in it and to, okay, right, because that is how the Lord works. So I'm just seeing this in his wisdom in a practical sense is that so if the space is created for you, he's probably filled you to step into that, to offer something to this. So whatever you've learned, it could even be like an organizational skill. It could be prophetic insight. It could be prophetic oversight. So I'm saying this even in a larger way so that other people can pick up on this and step into it as well. So it's not just necessarily like, hey, I have this gift of teaching or I have this specific anointing. Again, it could be prophetic insight, prophetic oversight, organizational type of thing. It could be even working in a manner where you're able to do things in measurable, like they might say, hey, here, we in 3 years, we want to accomplish this. Okay, well, I know how to do that in increments of every 6 months. This is where we need to go and how to break that down into pieces that are, you know, attainable and accessible and measurable to getting to the goal in 3 years, you know, and not everyone can do that, you know. So whatever that space and place is that he's created you for, know when that invitation and that comes up, he's already filled you by his grace. I see grace on it, and grace has filled this creative place for you. So there you go.
Amen. Thank you so much. I kind of laughed a little bit because for a second, I was just talking to my friend the other day about the fact that, you know, I just kind of feel like, okay, God, what do you want me to do? This and that. Like, you put so many things into my lap recently. I have no choice but to pursue it because I've been procrastinating and I've been pushing towards it, but I haven't put, you know, actually did anything. So now I'm looking for all the resources to actually move forward, and there's, like, so many different things, but like what you just said, his timing, he's already put, you know, his grace on it, and basically, you know, just walk through the process, and I thank you for that. I thank God for that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's very cool. So praise God, praise the Lord for that. Yeah, because he's already equipped you and sees you in that role. And a lot of times when he calls us into something like that, sometimes too, is it's like, it looks like we're almost like putting on, like, okay, the role might seem a little bit bigger than what we could, it seems like awkward, like we're putting on these clown shoes, right? Where it seems a little bit bigger than what we could walk in. So we seem a little bit awkward at first, but that's exactly how it is supposed to be, because there's a humility and a dependence upon him, and then we grow into it. So what's growing is your authority to walk in it. Once you, because we have to step out, right? If you be willing and obedient, we be willing and obedient. That's what Christ is asking us to do in faith. Are you willing and obedient? I'm talking to myself too, you know, because sometimes it's difficult. It's hard. It just feels so awkward, and we don't feel like we have what it takes to do this role, you know, but part of that is just being walking in humility and the ability to say we are dependent upon the Lord here, you know, and to be yielding to that. And that actually helps everybody in the long run, you know.
Amen.
Yes, amen. So God bless you. Yeah. Okay. All right.
God,
you take care.
You.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I receive it. In Jesus' name. Okay. 919-292. I'm sorry. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
This is Shaquella from North Carolina.
Shaquella? Am I saying it right?
Yes, Shaquella.
Shaquella. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Good to hear your voice. Thanks for calling. Father, we thank you for Shaquella, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I see the Lord writing some things upon your heart. And so what I see is like a... So the Ancient of Days, right, so his, the glory of, well, the his name, Christ, is writing things. So he's impressing things upon your heart, and which is what I'm calling writing upon your heart. But I think the transfer is being that I believe that you're supposed to write them out. So, and I don't know if this is like in journal form or if the Lord has been calling you to write even like in a blog or even in like a devotional thing. I don't know. Or whatever. Maybe it's some sort of writing where you haven't, what the Lord's impressing upon your heart. You're just getting it out on paper and he'll move it there later. You know, but it, like it needs to be scribed, if you will, like described what the Lord is impressing upon your heart needs to be written down. It doesn't have to be like comparable thing. Like it doesn't have it. You know, there's a scripture, there's a verse in the scripture where it says not to compare ourselves with other people. And that there's no wisdom in that, okay, on either side of it, because either, like, there's no heads, no tails, right? So either side of it, you're either going to come out less than or you're going to come out haughty, right? So we're not supposed to compare ourselves with other people. It's actually in Romans, I think, and that there's no wisdom in it. And it's because, why? Is because we are created uniquely in God's image. And so uniquely, you're going to be an expression of Christ uniquely in your life, right? So it's the order of man and the system of man for it to look like one certain way or to look like, you know, to make things like in a pattern, if you will, in a repeated pattern where people end up putting themselves kind of like in a box or they limit themselves. And then they're not the complete, full expression of Christ and his creativity and that uniqueness, because of the system of man, doesn't seem like it has a place for them. So what I'm encouraging you to do is these things that the Holy Spirit is impressing upon your heart, writing upon your heart, I think the transfer is that you are to write them out as well. And then whatever that looks like after that, like whether it takes shape or form later, that other people are going to read it, and how that's going to look, is how that's going to look. So by him creatively and uniquely expressing himself through you as you, let's just say, for instance, it was a blog. Well, you're going to do it in such a way that it's creative to you, that the Holy Spirit impresses and implies upon your heart, that you're going to write that out and express it that way. It doesn't necessarily have to be an expression of like whatever your favorite blog is, if that makes sense. So, but I do see this. Let me just go back to this. I do see the Lord, I know I said this three times, let's see if I'm gathering any other information, writing upon your heart, and it is, it's like an old ink and pen type of thing, very old. So the Ancient of Days, writing upon your heart, impressing upon your heart, that's what I'm calling writing upon your heart. But I sensing that there's a transfer that you are to write that out on paper, the things that he is impressing upon your heart. When this takes shape and form, after you've done, he will creatively and uniquely, at the same time, you will not be comparing yourself to other people, allow yourself to for that to be seen or known or read when that time comes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. God has, in the past, well, I'm supposed to be doing it now, but I haven't been doing it as much. But I know in the past, God, you know, either speak things to me or like things are dropping my spirit and I write those things down, but I haven't been doing it here lately.
Okay, yeah, so he's encouraging you to do so. Hey, listen, and if you're busy or you're doing, you know, I sometimes the Lord used to speak to me like while I'm driving, sometimes he does. And if I don't remember it or I don't think I'm going to remember it, I will either send myself a text message like at a stop sign, you know, or a stoplight.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just real quick, if I can do it in two or three words to remind myself, like, and to grasp what the message is, to retain it and retrieve it. Or I will give myself a voice message. I'll just open up my voice message on my phone at the stoplight. Or I'll pull over. I mean, there have been times where I've just pulled over because I thought this is too much. And if I lose this, then I'm not being a good steward. I'm not going to be a good steward to cultivate the voice of the Lord if I don't do something with this right now. You know, so there have been times, this hasn't happened in a long time, but where I've literally pulled over and I used to actually keep a notebook in my, a pen and paper notebook in my car. You know, but either like on my voice, message, say the message, especially sometimes I will do that if it's like a strong prayer that I'm feeling, because I want to hear that later and I can sense the anointing of God is on it in the moment, and sometimes I just want to go back and listen to that later, but yeah, I would just do that if that's the, to capture it, make it the easiest way that you can, but be prepared to capture it, you know.
Okay.
Because then you're being a good steward.
Amen.
And you're listening. And I do believe the Holy Spirit is encouraging you to do so. So there must be, yeah, he's encouraging you to do it. So praise God for that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. God bless you. You take care.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, 608-960. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Shannon in Wisconsin.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Good. I got
good.
A couple
okay.
minutes left, I guess, huh?
Yes, I do. Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for calling and joining us tonight. So I will try to hurry because I know. Okay, so Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Shannon, Lord. We just bring him to your altar. God, your altar of faith, God, we thank you, Lord, for just showering him with your blessings, Father, with the blessing of the Lord in Jesus' name. You know, in the Hebrew, anytime there was a shower, like rain, that was a blessing to them. There was always a blessing. The blessing of the Lord was upon it when there was a shower or a rain shower, you know, or a blessing. There was always a blessing. That was always considered a blessing of the Lord when there was rain, or he showered them with rain. I'm just hearing that specific verbiage. So, Father, we just thank you for that, Lord, as he is at your altar, and that you just shower him with blessings in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, Lord, that this would also refresh his soul, refresh his hope, Father, in you, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, and that it would even anchor, Lord, anchor his way to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we pray, Lord, for even the ground that he walks on, Lord, in any places, Lord, that need this watering, Father God, in preparation for where he's to step and to walk, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for preparing his way for him, Lord, in Jesus' name, as you go before him, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I see like a clear path for you, a clear path for you to walk in. Like it's clearly a path. So it's not, it's almost as if like this path would be almost like it's almost like a path where it would be where they would look not not on the sidewalk, but like, you know how they prepare the ground to lay the cement down, to lay the cement down where it's dug out, but it's a clear path and it's clearly established. That's what I'm kind of, you know, seeing, but it's dark, it's good dark soil and a clear path for you to walk on and prepared. It's definitely a prepared ground and prepared path. That's very clear. You know, it's very clear. It's not sketchy. It's not just like this little bike trail or, you know, definitely prepared and clear with clarity and prepared for you to walk in. So I thank you, Lord, for the blessings of the Lord and also even the glory of the Lord, because we were talking earlier. Whether you're here or not, we were talking a little bit about the number 18 because of Romans 8:18 and 2 Corinthians 3:18. So I had looked up the word teen, but it talked about even impartations and established blessings, and was all related to the glory of God. So praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Just a prayer request for my wife and my my investments. And just also you mentioned watering dry ground or whatever. Mm-hmm. I believe mm-hmm. Randy, like a week or so ago, when he prayed that the drought would end.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
Wow. Okay, let me pray for you real quick because I just got a notice. I need to end the program. So let me pray for you. Father, I just thank you for Shannon, God. I thank you for the word of the Lord that came forth, because truly, God, it's your glory. and it's your presence, Lord, and it's your doing, Father. So be it unto him according to the word that's come forth, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for leading him on a clear path, Lord, that it has, you know, like the, it has a clear, it's clear to him, Father God. And so let it be, God, also for his future wife, Lord, that this path would contain that blessing, God, a Hebrew blessing, and even me praying at the altar, God, bringing him to your altar, God, and the showering of blessing, Father God. Let that be an establishment for a wedding, Lord, and the commitment, Father God, and the eagerness and desire that he has in his heart. God, let this be contained in this as well, Father, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we bless his investments. Lord, we pray for your direction and your wisdom, God, and insight to be with him as he seeks you, as he invests, Father, in Jesus' name. And as he cultivates that ground as well, God, let him have a return on his investments, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Okay, God bless you. Take care.
See you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, everyone. God bless you and shalom.